They crucified two thieves along with Jesus. And I would assume these two men were probably very angry. First, because they were caught. And the second is because they were being made as a public spectacle along with Jesus. As a result, they probably wanted to take it out on someone else. And like a lot of people, we try to find somebody that is close. And so these two thieves started to heap insults at Jesus. And this is when they first started their crucifixion. Crucifixion was a very slow way to die. So we know that these two thieves had time to consider what was happening to them and what was going to happen at the end of their lives. It was during this time that something changed both of these men. It might have been the result of the women and the men who were at the cross, at the foot of the cross, a mourning for Jesus and his upcoming death. Or I would rather think that something passed between these two men and Jesus. Possibly they looked into the eyes of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And also they might have heard him say, as Dennis was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Whatever it was, there was a definite change as indicated by the comments of these two men. The first thief, only thinking of himself, said, "If thou be Christ, save us and thyself." The comment, "if thou be Christ," would indicate that this man had had time to think. But he had had second thoughts about Christ, but was not totally convinced that Jesus was the Christ. The second thief, however, rebuked the first thief, indicating that he also had second thoughts about Jesus, but came up with a more positive conclusion. He said to the first thief, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation as we, indeed justly? For we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." He next turned to Jesus and said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." The conversion of this second thief upon the cross shows Jesus' triumph over principalities and powers, even when Satan tried his best to triumph over Jesus. The response of these two thieves represents the different effects the cross of Christ has on people today. Now the cross of Christ to some people is a savior of life unto life, and others of death unto death. The first thief was hardened to the last, and he mocked Jesus to the very end. Though he was now in pain and agony and in the valley of the shadow of death, yet he did not humble his proud spirit, and he challenged Jesus, saying, "Save both yourself and us." There are some who have the imprudence to rail at Jesus and then expect to be saved by him when they die. The second thief's heart was wonderfully changed. The prayer of this dying sinner as he turned to Jesus was, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." This was a very positive statement of a person who realized that Jesus was the Christ, was truly the Christ. He was indeed rewarded by Jesus' next words, "Verily, I say unto thee, today thou wilt be with me in paradise." Jesus, by these words, let us know that he was going to paradise himself. His human soul was removed to a place of separation. He lets all penitent believer know that when we die, we shall be there with him.